I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Kidney cancer is among the 10 most common cancers in both men and women in the U.S. To talk about kidney cancer is Dr. Thomas Keene. He's a professor and also chair of the Department of Urology, and he specializes in managing prostate, bladder, and kidney cancer at MUSC and Hollings Cancer Center. Dr. Keene, what causes kidney cancer?
There are hereditary forms of renal cell carcinoma or kidney cancer. And then there are people who develop so-called sporadic cases of kidney cancer. And that's where you don't have any of the genetic malformations or the bad genes which could lead to it, but you just develop it because of life itself.
What kinds of symptoms might a patient with undiagnosed kidney cancer complain of?
Well, typically in the early stages, there are none. And even in some of the advanced stages, the patient has no idea that there's anything going on. However, if the tumour does grow such that it breaks into the collecting system of the kidney or starts to bleed, the patient can present with significant bleeding. In other words, once you see bleeding in the urine, it may be infection, but one should always be aware that it could represent a malignancy either of the bladder, the ureter, or the kidney.
How is kidney cancer typically diagnosed?
The kidneys are located deep in the abdomen, towards the back. So the possibility of being able to feel or palpate small kidney lesions is minimal. The majority of sporadic kidney cancers are diagnosed because the patient has undergone an imaging test, typically for some other reason, vague abdominal pain, some other symptom that they've complained of. And with the availability of both CT and MRI scanning, it has led us to diagnose renal cell carcinoma fortuitously in very many patients.
And what's new related to the treatment of kidney cancer?
Well, in the last 4 to 5 years, we've seen a dramatic change in how kidney cancers are handled. Minimally invasive surgery has gained a very significant place in this disease. Partial nephrectomies have become acceptable. And in fact, most tumours now will be considered for partial nephrectomy, in other words, leaving some of the kidney behind. Active surveillance has come into play, where small lesions may be followed rather than being immediately treated. As regards advanced disease, there are new techniques for managing metastatic disease. We have TKI inhibitors, so-called tyrosine kinase inhibitors, which combined with checkpoint inhibitors have really made very significant progress in the treatment of this disease.
And that's immunotherapy.
That is different forms of immunotherapy, etc. But what's going to happen is these patients are living longer with their disease. And that is even when it is in a metastatic phase.
And you're a surgeon. Who else is typically involved in the management or treatment of kidney cancer for a patient?
Well, with the progress that has been made in the management of kidney cancer, medical oncology has a major role to play in this disease. There has really been a mini revolution, if you like, in the newer oncologic compounds which are available across a whole range of tumours. The genetic makeup of tumours, we now know, even of the same type, can be significantly different. And depending on which particular set of genes is affected, the treatments may be completely different.
Dr. Keene, thanks for providing this information about kidney cancer.
As always, Bobby, it's a pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.